Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to the 50 Shades of K podcast with host Elizabeth K, a podcast designed to empower, enlighten, and entertain with perspectives that most women are thinking, but not always saying. This is 50 Shades of K.
A great way to find calm in the chaos is to get organized. And you're likely spending more time at home during this pandemic. And if you need a good project that's good for your house and good for your soul, it's getting rid of clutter. But where do you start? It doesn't need to be a huge undertaking. It could just be organizing your email or going through the junk drawer in your kitchen. And my guest today can help. I'm so grateful to my friend and the queen of organization, Britt Blackwelder, for coming back on the podcast to help us get some order in our life during this crazy time. Hello, Britt.
Hello. Thanks for having me. So happy to be here.
How are things going at your house right now?
Things are going pretty well, I have to say. We don't have any kids. We don't even have any pets. So it's a little less chaotic than most people. Obviously, still just very uncertain times. And, you know, the gravity of the situation is obviously a lot to process. But from a daily life perspective, I really can't complain too much. So,
yes. Well, you are someone that's really helping to bring calm in the chaos right now as I follow you on social media, because Britt is the founder and owner of The British Way. Now, this is a Wisconsin company that offers professional organizing services. Britt, can you explain where the name of your company came from again for those that might not have heard you last time when you were on 50 Shades of K?
Yeah, absolutely. So my family, my mom, my grandmother, my great aunt are all from England. So they're all British, and obviously a play on my name too. And, you know, for me, I kind of went back and forth so much on what name to pick for my company, and the British Way just kind of stuck. So just a way to sort of differentiate myself in the way that I may organize versus some of your, you know, other organizers that are out there.
I love the play with the name, the British Way, because if you're looking it up, British is spelled B-R-I-T-T because that's how Britt spells her name. And we'll have this linked up at 991themix.com, but it is thebritishway.com, or you can follow her on Instagram at British Way or facebook.com/British Way. And Britt, speaking of social media, you're always great at sharing knowledge, but your advice now more than ever, I feel like has really been helpful during these safer at home guidelines, because when the world feels like it's kind of crazy as it is right now, wouldn't you agree that it's important to have order at your house?
Yeah, definitely. So, and I'll kind of say a couple things to that. So one, it has been interesting from a social media perspective for me and for, I know, other Instagram accounts out there to try and figure out sort of what to post at this time. I think people don't want to act as if everything is going on as usual, but people also don't want to feed into the fear and feed into, you know, the chaos and everything. So I think people are really trying to find a balance right now and figure out what's going to serve their audience best. So I would say for me, let me just say that I'm definitely not pushing for anybody to take on massive organizing projects right now. Obviously, everybody's experiencing this pandemic differently, and it's important to really give yourself the time and space that you need. So, you know, many of you are trying to juggle working from home with homeschooling kids. So you really don't need anybody making you feel bad that your spices aren't alphabetized.
yeah.
So, you know, that said, the main reason I'm in business is because people generally do feel calmer and more under control when their house is decluttered and everything has a place. So it can definitely be beneficial to take some time, take stock of how you're feeling and assess your surroundings and figure out if a more orderly home would make you feel better and help your day run a little more smoothly.
That's a really thoughtful response, Britt. I appreciate you saying that because there have been other podcasts that we've done during this pandemic and friends that I've talked to where the pressure that maybe some of us are putting on ourselves isn't necessary right now. You know, go easy on yourself. And what we're going to talk about today with Britt, it really runs the gamut of all different types of organization. I mean, before we jump into the basement or the closets and the drawers, let's start small. Like a lot of listeners are working from home and spending time on their computers like you and I are right now at our respective homes. What are some digital purging tips that you can do to just get organized with like your email?
Oh my gosh, yeah. So to your point, so I have been posting about this exact topic. You know, tackling your linen closet may seem totally overwhelming and you don't know where to start, but most of you probably feel comfortable on your phones and your computers and you just need someone to tell you what to do like a personal trainer. So there's so much I could unpack here. And again, I'll do a little shameless plug to check out my Instagram feed just because I do have some step-by-step directions on how you can tackle your personal email, your work email. But a couple of good tips I can give you right now, even something small, like if you have any inactive email accounts, delete them. I just deleted, being totally vulnerable, I just deleted an old Gmail account from 10 years ago that was associated with my maiden name. And it was such a freeing thing yeah. to do. I was like, why do I even have this? So, you know, I would say next, if you can, clean up your desktop, your computer desktop. So a clear desktop is one of the most satisfying and I think just cleansing feelings. To look at your computer screen and see just whatever picture you have in the background is just such a great feeling. So, you know, again, I could go on and on about archived emails and how to find those and how much space they take up and going through, you know, the notes app on your phone, closing internet browsers. I know we only have so much time, but
you're right. There are definitely different levels of organization that you can get when it comes to online. And I'm glad that you mentioned your Instagram at British Way because your tips there do get in more detail and they're easy to follow and understand. And Brit just has really beautiful pictures on there as well too. It's just a really peaceful, calm page to go on that makes me smile. So I appreciate your pictures that you have on Instagram because they're always really well done. But how do you decide what to keep and what to hang on to? What do you tell people when they ask that?
Yeah. So, you know, I would say that as we've all been spending more time in our homes recently, I feel like, and maybe it's just for me or for a few others, but I do feel like this question is getting easier and easier to answer. So we keep seeing the same items in our homes and all of a sudden realize that we never use some of them. So I would just say, you know, grab those items, put them in a donate pile for when donation centers open back up for somebody who this maybe doesn't come as naturally to. Some good advice is to leave a box or a bin somewhere in your house that's obvious and actually says donate on it. And now that you've got that designated place to put unwanted items, you'll have that information in the back of your mind. And then the next time you come across something that's not serving you, you know exactly where it goes instead of thinking, oh, maybe someday I'll get rid of that. And then just continue adding to that box and you'll be amazed at how quickly you can fill it up.
And it's a good feeling to do as well. We've done podcasts here talking about selling items online. And I know with my stepson, who's growing like a weed, he's over 6 feet tall now at this point, we've been selling things on Poshmark. And it feels good to make a little bit of money off of it and know that you're also giving something, a great product to a person, a family who can use these jeans or this jacket. And then that money we just reuse to buy him clothes that fit. So it's sort of like this cycle that we have. What do you suggest to someone who's stuck at home but doesn't know where to start? Is there a place that you recommend to start organizing first? How does someone know where to start?
Yeah, so I definitely recommend first and foremost to start small. So start in your cutlery or your utensil drawer. You know you're going to keep most of your knives, forks, and spoons, but what else is hiding in there that you can get rid of? Do you have old chopsticks and serving ware that you never use? So that can a lot of times be a great catalyst to starting your next organizing project. Another good spot is maybe the fridge. You know, nothing really feels better than pulling everything out of your fridge, cleaning it out, putting things back in that are grouped with, you know, like items. It can help you in planning out some of your meals for the week and prepping a grocery list. So something else like that, where it just feels more manageable. You don't have to worry about, do I know how to file fold t-shirts? Do I know how to perfectly roll a towel? Do I, you know, those kinds of things. So start with something that you're comfortable with and start small.
Well, and starting small, when you bring up the refrigerator, by the way, you know you're a professional organizer when you say there's no better feeling than emptying out the refrigerator and cleaning it. But you're right. Some of the articles and advice that they're giving out to people right now who are perhaps on a tighter budget right now, and we don't want to make a lot of stops at the store, they're saying shop your pantry first. Shop your refrigerator first. And anytime I go through and organize the pantry and the refrigerator, which I feel like we do that in our house probably once a month, we'll go through everything. What do you know? I realize, oh, I don't have to buy any more tuna. I have an entire can right here that was behind this box of cereal I didn't even know was there. And that can help people stretch that dollar and also not take as many trips to the store. So I'm glad you brought up the refrigerator, because that's a great way to take inventory of what you have.
Yep. You never know. You could come up with a super yummy meal just out of some random things you can find in your fridge or your pantry, for sure.
A very creative meal. We have been doing a lot of those at the house, it seems like. Britt, how can someone organize a smaller space?
A few main things here. You definitely need to pull absolutely everything out and go through it. No matter what space or what place you ask me about organizing, I'm going to tell you that that's the first step every single time, especially if it is a smaller space, because removing even just a few items may make a huge difference. So, you know, only after you've pulled everything out and gone through each item will you really be able to kind of determine what you want to keep and what you don't. So the second thing I would say is to try to maximize all of your vertical space. So if you have tall cabinets or closets, this can mean stacking or using something you already have to act as a shelf so that you can put things on it or you can put things underneath it. And just try to use bins or boxes that you discover and can repurpose as you're purging other areas.
Great advice. And you'll appreciate this, Britt. We were going through our basement. It was a rainy day and it was one of our projects. It was time to go through the bins because we've had bins of things that have moved with us to like the last few houses that finally I said, what is in this box? Like, what are we doing here? And we got the idea. So downstairs in our basement, we have, it's a finished basement. And so there's a storage area that's behind a door that you don't see. That's like the part of the basement that's not finished. And I thought to myself, what if we used the over the door shoe holder thing, but for storage of some of these like smaller items that we have?
Oh yeah.
I like using your vertical space. I couldn't believe how much room we have now because this stuff is off the ground. And it's like, why didn't we think to put something on the back of the door? No one sees the back of this door.
Yes. Oh, and I can think, I mean, just hearing you say that, I mean, two things off the top of my head. If you have, you know, those big handheld mirrors that you may use to check the back of your hair, you can do a little command hook on the inside of your bathroom cabinet.
Yes.
And hang that. That's a really handy tool. You know, there are certain products out there where you can hang a little basket on the inside, like under your kitchen sink, so that you can stick all of your grocery bags in there and free up some of the space from underneath the counter. So there's, I mean, we could do a whole show on that.
I know, we really could. Great. The next podcast, using your vertical space at your house. And I'm not kidding, Britt, because I think we should talk about that, because it was, and we also have like seasonal shoes that would only wear in the summer, or, you know, winter boots in the winter. Those are now in that storage too.
Yeah, for sure. And I have a friend who will recommend over the door shoe hanging device. You know, you can even use that for scarves. You can roll up scarves and stick those in there.
Gosh, Britt, you're just full of it. Yes, there's so much you can do. Oh, this is so exciting. See, and I'm a nerd for organization, kind of like you. And I mean that with love, you know, we kind of nerd out about this stuff.
I take it with love, yes.
but yeah, you can utilize it that way too.
Oh yeah, there, you know, you can really repurpose anything. I mean, it really just depends on what your space looks like, what you're trying to store, and get creative. You know, it's like, what would the storage solution look like for this? And there's probably something out there that you can repurpose.
Yep, probably. You're right. And do you know any places that are open and accepting donations right now?
So while there are some donation centers that are still open, the general consensus, because as you mentioned, nerding out about organizing, I read organizing blogs and all sorts of things. So the general consensus kind of seems to be to refrain from donating goods right now.
Okay.
So only because the types of items that shelters are looking for are going to be the things that we would typically buy at the store, not necessarily donating from our homes. And you really want to limit the number of some of those germs that we're potentially spreading by passing items from, you know, one home to another. I recently just saw a post that there are some groups that are looking for that. So I heard that Queen's Closet at Sherman Park is looking for gently used clothing. So that could be one place, especially as we start to go through our wardrobes and transition from, well, hopefully, winter to spring here soon.
Yeah, hopefully. What different services do you offer people who might want to hire you to organize their home or office?
Oh gosh, I help clients with everything from unpacking boxes and getting them set up in their new homes to purging and decluttering homes prior to moving so that they're not paying to pack items that they don't want to keep. I declutter homes so that my clients can stage their homes to sell. And I do general decluttering and organizing any room in your house from your garage to your pantry, master closets, bathrooms. I've overseen home moves, meaning I coordinate the movers on the day of. I handle storage unit logistics, and then decluttering projects like email management, home office organization, and pretty much anything in between. I really don't discriminate when it comes to organizing and decluttering.
Yeah, because everybody could benefit from being organized, and there's different things that come up in life. Maybe you are expecting a baby and your back office / storage room that was always door closed, no one saw it, now needs to turn into a baby room, or I'm going to be empty nesters and you have to make best use of the space where your son or daughter were living and now they're going to be moving out. I mean, people go through so much in life and we always need organization depending on what's happening.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I would say too that I have some clients who are absolutely fine with me tackling the project all on my own. They let me make the judgment on what stays, what goes, how it gets organized. You know, I love it when clients work hand in hand with me because I don't want to get rid of anything that they want to keep. But more importantly, I really don't want to keep anything that they'd be willing to part with. And I also like to teach my tips and tricks as we go so that they can use them again and they don't have to rely on me.
Yeah, so that they can use what they learn from you later on in life. And Britt, knowing you as a friend too, you are such a friendly, understanding person and you're doing this because you care. And there are, I know my own relatives, there have been people that have gone through some major life changes and maybe it's been hard for them to part with things, but they've needed to because they've had to downsize or maybe a loved one is now in their senior years and moving into an elderly senior community. And that can be sort of emotional, but you do come at it from a place of care and concern. And it's all very thoughtful too.
Thanks. Well, I really appreciate that. Honestly, my favorite part of what I do is getting to meet new people. You know, I don't look at it as I'm just a robot coming into your house to organize something. I really focus on building relationships and getting to know people. And most of my clients turn into friends just because of the nature of working so closely and in a personal space. And I love that part of it. And I try to let that kind of shine through in my Instagram feed so people feel like they can get to know me and feel comfortable with me coming into their homes.
Yes. And you can definitely feel that from your posts. As we wrap up with you, Britt, What are you doing now for clients while people are staying safer at home? Are you doing virtual consultations? What kind of adjustments have you made if someone wants to get started with this while we're in quarantine?
I haven't moved officially into the virtual organizing space, and it's a very conscious decision of mine. I really focus. My love is being in people's homes, actually going through things with them, picking out products, putting those in place if that's something that they want. I've been answering a ton of questions over Instagram, whether that's through direct message or through my website. If there's anything that I can do to help people, if that turns into a project organically, that's absolutely fine. But really just I've been spending a lot of time just focusing on where is the British Way going to go this year? And like focusing on my goals and focusing on Instagram and kind of the back of the office stuff that we don't always get to focus on because us organizers get so excited about being in people's homes. So it's been a good change of pace a little bit and allowed me to focus on some of those things, but always here to answer questions.
Yes, you are always there to answer questions. And people can connect with you again on Instagram, Facebook, thebritishway.com. We will link it at 99.1themix.com under the 50 Shades of K podcast. Britt, thank you for being back on the podcast. I always enjoy talking with you. I learn something every time we talk, every single time. And when we cleaned out the basement, we found this old like Michael Jordan photo collage with basketball cards that my husband had from years ago.
Oh,
and we found out one of those cards is worth $935.
Oh
and
my god!
This has been in a bin. It's just been sitting in a bin, and the glass is broken on it. It's matted and framed, but it needs new glass. And I said, if we're finding things like this, we're going to go through more boxes because you never know what you're going to find.
You never see. It's not just fun. It can also be profitable. You just never know. It's awesome.
You never know. Thanks so much, Britt. I'm sending my best to you and your husband. You guys stay safe during this pandemic. And when it's all done, I can't wait to see you and give you a big hug.
Oh, me too. Thanks so much. Take care.
You too.
This has been the 50 Shades of K podcast with host Elizabeth K. If you enjoyed this episode, share it with a friend. Make sure to subscribe on iTunes and leave a review. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.